Great. Well, can you share a little bit about your story, kind of where you were before we met, how you got diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and what it was doing, you know, how it was affecting your life prior to us meeting?
Sure. For me, I think my symptoms started maybe 11 or 12 years ago after I had my kids, and I kind of slowly started having a lot of pain in my neck and my shoulders and just overall muscle fatigue. And I thought at the time it was just having young kids, you know, and being tired from there. But I really started having progressive problems sleeping. I was depressed. I started getting sensitive even to touch. You know, if anybody would poke me, it would hurt. My kids were afraid to hug me too hard. I started having more bad days than good, is what ended up happening. So I approached my doctor about it, told her about my symptoms, and she ended up sending me to a rheumatologist who gave me the diagnosis of fibromyalgia and then kind of just sent me on my way, you know, to figure it out. And I ended up trying, you know, they gave me some suggestions. Well, try yoga, try massage therapy. I tried so many different single modalities. I started I lost count. I tried the chiropractor. Mm-hmm. I tried sleep aids. I tried going to physical therapy. I tried yoga. I tried massage therapy. This is over the course of years. And I finally ended up going to a spine specialist thinking that, there's got to be something wrong in my neck area. There has to be. There's no, what's the other reason for this pain? And, of course, the spine specialist, after several tests and MRI and everything else, couldn't find anything wrong and told me that, you know, your symptoms are due to your fibromyalgia. So, you're going to have to just manage that, and I can write you a prescription for muscle relaxers. So when your pain gets really bad, go ahead and take two of these. Even though I explained I didn't want to do that, I really did not want to go on any medication. So basically, I was told by everybody that, you know, my symptoms were my fibro, and that I was going to learn how to live with that. Nothing was providing any long-term relief that I tried, and I got tired of trying after a while. But I had somebody tell me about you and your book, and a part of it really spoke to me, you know, where you said getting healthy from the inside out instead of treating all of the symptoms is what you have to do. And, you know, that's where I got started. It took me a while even to reach out to you because I was kind of just so discouraged with all of the other things I had tried. I had thought to myself in the beginning, well, who says this is going to work? And I'm just so thankful that I did reach out to you because when I talked to you the first time, I didn't even have any level of concentration anymore. I couldn't focus. I thought I was going to have to leave my job. I just really, the pain was bad. And I was having trouble even stringing sentences together.
So you had been battling this for almost a decade, and somehow working. And you now you're a high level job. I mean, you do software development and project management. So it's not like you're just kind of sitting around all day. I mean, that's a pretty demanding job.
It took a lot of brain
power. Well, tell me, so what was, prior to us working together, kind of what was your energy like? I mean, obviously it was pretty low just from what you had shared there previously, but tell me a little bit how the fibromyalgia was limiting what you were able to do in your life.
I mean, it became, for me, it was, my fatigue was all consuming. I felt like every day that I woke up, I had to make sure that I planned my day accordingly and did not overdo it to something as simple as, well, I have to run errands for my household today, but I better make sure I don't go to more than two stores because that's going to lay me out for a couple of days. You know, it got to that point where I was tired, and then coupled with the pain, I just every day it really became my focal point every day. Let me make sure I don't do too much. And quite honestly, the guilt that I had with not being able to engage in a lot of activities with my family was terrible. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Was your family understanding? Did they support you? What was that like?
Yes. I mean, they were very understanding. You know, I mm-hmm. felt more badly about it probably than anything, but even right down to my kids, you know, being young at the time, you know, and they're 13 and 11 now, but this has been going on for years. And we would go to an amusement park, for instance, and we'd have to stop every hour so that I could sit and I could rest. And they were very understanding about it. I just didn't want that to be the way that their whole childhood was.
Sure.
That their mother was basically incapacitated.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
And so tell me, what do they comment? They've seen the changes in you over the last 6 months. What do they say? What do they have to say about the change in you?
They're just so thrilled. They say things like, you know, wow, I can't believe you just did all of that and you're not even holding your neck. You know, that was the big thing that I would do was hold my neck. You know, I'm glad you could come out with us. But sometimes I would just stay home. I mean, we just recently, maybe a month ago, we actually played a family game of basketball, which is pretty intense, I found out. You know, I would have never done that before. Before. And I said, well, let me try it. And my son said afterwards, when we were done, he said, you know, I had so much fun, but I just feel bad because I know how much pain you're going to be in later. And I said, you know what, buddy, there's a chance that I won't be. And I wasn't. It was great exercise. We all had a great time. And I told them afterwards, I said, you know what? It's been 24 hours. And guess what? I'm still not in any pain. I had a great time. And they just said, wow, I can't remember the last time that you did something like that and you weren't in pain. I mean, it was really a great moment, a big accomplishment.
It's definitely something to celebrate. I think people who don't have fibromyalgia, they may not understand that, but those who do have fibromyalgia understand it all so well that you just don't do things like that because you're so worried about how you're going to feel for the next two or three days after you do that. So,
I kept just saying, you know, I can't afford. I'm working and I have a family. I can't afford to be down and out for a couple of days.
Mm.
You know, that's why I would constantly try to manage it.
And tell me, I mentioned earlier before you came online about how hard you had to work, and it was work. I mean, we tried so many different combinations and so many things with your sleep, and you were a real challenge. So, tell me what your sleep was really terrible, but now it's doing well, and that was a big turnaround for you. But what was that like working with me on a weekly basis, just trying to figure out? I mean, for a period of time there, it was really all focused on your sleep, right?
Yeah, it was. Right. Everything else was sort of, you know, there was significant improvement, and I would actually feel bad, you know, when we would meet, and I would say to my husband, like, I have to tell him again that I'm still not sleeping. You just stuck with me, and we tried several different things, but I'm sleeping well now. You know, I kind of can't believe it. I can't believe that I'm actually sleeping well. I couldn't tell you the last time that I was sleeping well, but I'm just so so grateful to you for you. You know, not only did we meet for our regular appointments, but you were calling me and checking in, and you know, I could email you, and we would try different things, even if it was off cycle of our appointments. And at that time, I needed that because, as everybody knows, when you're not sleeping, everything else is bad. When you're not sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the key. That's the key to everything right there. And you're like a lot of our patients. I mean, there are certain things you just couldn't take, and you're just sensitive to some things. And I think it's unfortunate that most doctors are just not willing to put that time in. Now, I have the luxury because when we work together, you worked with me in a Get Healthy program, as all my patients do. And I do it that way because I know it's going to take time. I certainly want my patients to feel good as quick as possible. That's number one goal right out of the gate. But long term, the most important thing is to get my patients healthy and they stay that way, and to teach them how to do that. And that takes time. And, you know, we certainly had a lot of, you know, times together on the phone where we were making some changes. Well, tell me about one of the things that you really were disturbed about is your weight, and that really bothered you. And you're a real petite person. I mean, you're a small person like I am. You are. And so when you said that, you know, that really bothered you, I guess my first thought, well, that shouldn't be a concern. But for you, it really was. And it turned out as you lost that weight, your metabolism went up and you felt better.
Yeah. And I was also moving easier. I didn't have an extra 50 pounds on me. I knew that. But at the same time, it was impeding my movement. It felt like it was. You know, coupled with the muscle fatigue that I had at the beginning when we were working together, I could even feel the difference, like having to step up onto the curb. And that just, I was so uncomfortable with that. Yeah.
So changing your diet, and it is a change. I mean, the diet that I use, patients are different, so I may use different diets for different people, but it is a change. It's a very healthy diet. It's an anti-inflammatory diet, but it's work. And I think most people would not do it when I say that. But if you're working with me, you already have in your mind you're going to do what it's going to take, and that's something people I accept anyway. But was it worth it? Was it worth it to find out what foods you need to be on and then stay away from the foods that could give you trouble?
Absolutely. It was an amazing learning process and continues to be, quite honestly.
Right.
Losing the weight did feel great. Mm-hmm. Yes, it always feels good, right, when you lose weight. But really, more importantly, what kept me going, in addition to your support, was seeing this enormous change in my energy and even my mental clarity. I really just, I saw an immediate, probably it had to be within the first 2 weeks of going on that diet, my energy, I felt like I rebounded, you know, like I jumped up out of bed and had all of this energy. And so it was a lot of work. It was definitely a lot of work. However, the things that I've learned, I mean, they're really tools for life, and it really is a change in your lifestyle that way. And it was, you know, your encouragement was extremely helpful. I know there were times when I did want to sort of give up and say, I don't think I'm ever going to get there. I don't think I'm going to get to that that goal weight. And you would just encourage me. But integrating, you know, when you go on that diet and then you start integrating back in some of those foods, for me, that was the biggest aha moment.
Exactly.
You know, to identify, it's this food group or it's sugar or, you know, for me, I have an immediate correlation with sugar and my pain. It's so easy for me to see now. You know, and so the things that I have learned is just now I feel like I can understand if I'm not feeling well, and I will look back on what I've eaten, and I can understand that could be part of the culprit of why I don't feel well. Instead of this at the beginning, you know, when you're not feeling well, it's this hopeless feeling. Well, I don't know what I need to change. And going on that diet was really a big eye-opener for me.
Yeah. I think the diet is a game-changer for most of my patients and for several reasons. But one that you just identified is you realize after you've been on it for a while and then you start to add back foods that maybe you were having on a daily basis, you realize pretty quickly that some of those foods actually were causing you to have pain or have mental fog issues.
Yeah.
And once you take them back out of your diet, you get that aha moment. You realize, wow, now I'm feeling good again.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting to me, too, because I had more than one person say to me, you know, you just, your face, you know, the expression on your face, you it's just more at ease. I think I was holding so much pain and everything. You know, I kind of wore it all on my face, which I didn't even know.
Right.
And a few people said that to me, and I said, really? You know, they just said, you look happier, you know, and you look more at ease, like you're just not in so much pain.
Yeah,
all of those things were really, those intangible things were invaluable too.
And I think it's, what I think is true for most of our patients, you as well, is that you look at a before picture and you look at an after picture and you can see it's not, sometimes it's the weight change stands out, obviously, but you look at their eyes and you look at how healthy they are now compared to where they were. And I'm sure people have commented to you, just your complexion and everything. And it's really all about getting healthy. That's the key. I mean, that's the, you know, that's the simple truth of it. It's all about getting healthy.
Yes,
well, so what was it like working with me? Now, you, obviously, we did it by phone. You're in Massachusetts. I'm here in Birmingham, Alabama. But what was it like working with me by phone? What was that process like?
It was great. I thought it was great. Quite honestly, it's probably more convenient than having to get to the doctor's office. You are extremely responsive. You know, I could call the office. The girls are great, and I had a very positive experience working over the phone. And we never seemed to have any trouble scheduling a call. And even like I said, off time, you made time to give me a call outside of our regular schedule. So I had a very positive experience.
Great. And so in closing, what would you recommend to those who have been told that you just have to learn to live with it, or those who are on the fence or just not sure about working with me, or so, you know, someone who's offering the functional medicine kind of approach that I'm offering?
First and foremost, I would say, you know, you can feel good again, even, you know, you may be hopeless, but you can feel good again. That it takes patience. It's patience on my part, patience even on your part, I'm sure, because we are not easy patients to deal with. You know, and it takes a lot of work. It's interesting because I used to, you know, I would oftentimes call into these teleconferences myself before I reached out to you. And I would hear people say, you know, or you say you worked really hard, And I never really understood that. I would say to myself, well, I don't know what they're doing. I don't understand. What is the hard work? And now with the anti-inflammatory diet and the just being patient enough to allow you to peel back the layers of the onion so that you can say, okay, we worked on this, but understand there might be something underneath that too, and to just have some patience for that process because it works. I mean, you look at the body as a whole, you know, and not just one symptom, and I believe that, I mean, that there aren't, you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody else who would do that. So I just would want people to know that you will be their biggest advocate and you won't give up on them. You know, so I'm very grateful for having met you.
Well, I'm grateful to having met you and I'm glad that your family's got you back. I think you're a wonderful person and they deserve to have their mom and their wife back. So, I really appreciate you joining me tonight and I look forward to talking to you real soon.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being my partner in this journey for me. It's been wonderful.
You're so welcome, Christine. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.